Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's a holiday special, the Swamp Swami's final rankings for all 134 FBS teams. Can you believe it's already December the 10th? It just seems like yesterday when this 2024 college football season began. And before revealing my full 134-team SwampSwamiSports.com college football rankings, let's review a few of the biggest stories of this college football season. My big story number one, what happened to Florida State this year? In late August, everyone expected Florida State, who was 13-1 in 2023, to be a top contender again this year. Absolutely no one would have predicted the Seminoles to fall to a woeful 2-10 this year. Last season's Coach of the Year, Mike Norvell's fame, proved to be fleeting as FSU's supporters are trying to buy out his expensive contract right now. Big story number two of the year, the Indiana Hoosiers are now a football school. Likewise, August predictions featured lowly Indiana near the bottom of the newly expanded Big Ten field. Former James Madison turnaround artist Kurt Cignetti led the Hoosiers to a school record 11 wins this fall and a place in the college football playoffs. The likely national 2024 Coach of the Year, the 63-year-old Cignetti just nagged an 8-year contract extension, which doubled his $4 million annual salary as well. Merry Christmas, Coach! Big story number three of the year. SMU buys a spot in the ACC and then gets into the playoffs. SMU's big wish was granted on Sunday as the 11-2 ACC runners-up were included in the new 12-team playoff field. The Mustangs rallied to tie Clemson with less than 30 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter of Saturday night's ACC title game. Though Clemson miraculously rallied and kicked a 57-yard field goal to win the game, the College Football Playoff Committee, meeting in SMU's home city of Dallas, Texas, by the way, selected SMU for the playoffs over 9-3 Alabama. Now, a year ago, many of us were shocked to see that SMU's uber-wealthy alumni had ponied up millions of dollars to move their team from the American Athletic Conference into the Atlantic Coast Conference. Those SMU Mustangs won the ACC regular season title this year in their first season in this predominantly East Coast league. Our big story number four this year, the Army Black Knights really did become America's team. If Indiana's coach Kurt Cignetti doesn't win the National Coach of the Year award, it's going to go to Army's Jeff Munkin. Army won the AAC in their first season in the league and finished with an 11-1 record. The Black Knights from West Point have been ranked nationally for much of the final weeks of this year. The only blemish on Army's resume has been a 49-14 loss to highly rated Notre Dame, which came before Thanksgiving. Now, Army will play arch-rival Navy 9-3 this Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time on CBS. It is must-see TV this weekend. And congratulations to Shreveport's Independence Bowl for securing Army for their December 28th bowl game. The I-Bowl will feature two 10-win conference champions, 11-1 Army of the AAC and 10-3 Marshall of the Sun Belt. This will be the first time that there will be two 10-win games in this bowl since it debuted in the bicentennial year of 1976. Way to go. We now have to announce Swamp Swami's college football playoff mea culpa. Yes, I blew it. Yours truly boasted last week that 9-3 Alabama was going to get the final college football playoff spot over an 11-2 SMU team, assuming that they lost on Saturday, and they did. My logic, though, was based on the College Football Committee's putting Bama into last year's playoffs, in part due to their national television following. Well, I was wrong on that prediction, and I congratulate SMU for proving me wrong. Now, go out there and win your playoff game at Penn State in another week. And now it's time for the final Swamp Swami rankings for all 134 major college teams. As a final reminder about my ranking system, I do give the most credit to teams with the fewest losses. And then within that group, the ties are broken by each team's best win, who I define as a win over the team which has the best record through that week of the season. In addition, a victory over a good team on the road is given priority over a big win that comes at home. And as a bonus, you can check out my holiday special, Swamp Swami Presents the 12 Teams of Playoffs, at the bottom of the rankings list. Go to SwampSwamiSports.com and check out the list. I'll give you a hint. With the exception of one team, the results are fairly close. And now let's take a look at those 134 teams that finished the season last weekend. Let's work our way up from the bottom. Coming in at number 134, as we've talked about, Kent State of the Mid-America Conference finished with a perfect 0-12 record, losing even to FCS St. Francis of Pennsylvania 23-17. Our Lumpicola Award goes to number 129, Florida State of the ACC. They went from 13-1 last season to 2-10 in just 1 year. Then at number 93 from the Sun Belt Conference, it's 5-7 UL Monroe. The Warhawks win my, oh no, not again award, as the Warhawks ended on a 6-game losing streak and missed out on the bowl games again. It would have been just a second bowl appearance for ULM in 30 years. But at least they edged out their rival at number 94, Louisiana Tech, who finished also with 5-7. The number 84 team this year from the Big 12 at 5-7 is Kansas. They win my Popeye Award. After losing 5 in a row early in the season, Kansas opened up a can of spinach and then beat 3 straight ranked teams coming down the stretch. What a rally for them. Also in the lower group here at number 58, let's give some credit to SEC's Florida Gators at 7-5. They'll get my True Grit Award by winning 3 games in a row to end the season and save Coach Billy Napier's job. Just above them at number 56, the Roller Coaster Award goes to 7-5 Pitt. They won their first 7 games of the season, and then they lost their last 5. Ooh, what a crash that was. And now it's time to announce the final top 25 for the 2024 season. And we have a tie for number 24 and number 25 this year. At 9-3, Syracuse of the ACC and South Carolina of the SEC both finished with a 9-3 record. They both won games at a 10-3 school by 3 points. And for that, Syracuse will play 8-4 Washington State in the San Diego Holiday Bowl, and South Carolina will play 9-3 Illinois in the Citrus Bowl. Our number 23 team this year from the Southeastern Conference at 9-3, Alabama, is going to play 7-5 Michigan, really, in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, Florida. Number 22 to finish the year from the SEC as well, edging out Alabama, is Ole Miss, and they'll play 9-3 Duke in the Gator Bowl. Number 21 from the Sun Belt Conference, after losing in the conference championship, it's UL Lafayette. They're 10-3 and will travel to the New Mexico Bowl to face 8-4 TCU. Number 20 at 10-3 from the Mountain West is UNLV. Just ahead of them at number 19 to finish the year from the Big 12, it was Iowa State. Our number 18 team is the winner of the Mid-American Conference at 10-3. It's the Ohio University Bobcats. The MAC champs have won 8 of their last 9 games, and they will play in the Cure Bowl versus the winner of the Conference USA Championship, Jacksonville State. At number 16, from the ACC at 10-3, the Clemson Tigers. They are the ACC champions, and they're going to be sent to Texas to play in round 1 of the college football playoffs. Our number 15 team to end the year from the American Conference at 10-2, the Memphis Tigers. At number 14 from the SEC, also at 10-2, the Tennessee Volunteers. And they have a playoff berth, but they have to travel to Ohio State in round number 1. Does Ohio State play every game at home, by the way? Number 13 team and left out of the playoffs for the season from the ACC, Miami of Florida, the Hurricanes will play Iowa State in the Pop-Tart Bowl in Orlando, Florida. That should be delicious. At number 12 from the Big 12 at 10-2, it's Brigham Young. They will play 9-3 Colorado in San Antonio's Alamo Bowl. Our number 11 team from the Big 10 at 10-2, Ohio State. And despite losing to Michigan as a 20-point favorite, they will host, somehow, Tennessee in round 1 of the college football playoffs. Number 10 from the SEC, the runner-up, the Texas Longhorns. As long as they're not playing Georgia, they beat everyone. And they will host Clemson in round 1 of the playoffs. At number 9 from the Big Ten at 11-2, it's the runner-up Penn State Nittany Lions. They will host SMU in round 1 of the playoffs. Speaking of SMU, at number 8 out of the ACC, the runner-up of that conference at 11-2, the Mustangs are traveling to Penn State for round 1 of the playoffs. Our number 7 team, a big surprise this year, out of the Big 12 at 11-2, the champion, Arizona State Sun Devils. They've won 8 of their last 9 games to win the Big 12 and get a first round bye. The number 6 team to end the season from Southeastern Conference at 11-2, the Georgia Bulldogs. They rallied to beat Texas and won the SEC and now receive a first round bye. The number 5 team in my final survey of the year from the Big 10 at 11-1, the Indiana Hoosiers. One of the biggest surprises of the year will travel to Notre Dame to play in the college football round number 1. Number 4 from the American Conference at 11-1, I have the Army. That's right. They are marching to the Independence Bowl in Shreveport and will play the Sun Belt champion 10-3 Marshall in a great game in Shreveport. At number 3 at 11-1, Notre Dame. They are at home in the first round of the playoffs and will play the Indiana Hoosiers. The second-ranked team, according to Swamp Swami Sports, from the Mountain West at 12-1, the Boise State Broncos. Their only loss, by the way, was by 3 points to 13-0 Oregon. So Boise State is the winner of the Mountain West and gets a first-round bye. Congratulations. And with no surprise to anyone, the only unbeaten team in the land to finish this year, our top-rated team from the Big Ten, the champions, the Oregon Ducks. Oregon blasted Penn State and won the Big Ten Conference Championship, and they receive a well-deserved rest in the first round of the playoffs. Come back soon for our bowl predictions. You don't want to miss that. I'm Swamp Swamp.